We're at the southern tip of Govardhan Hill. We're not quite halfway. If we had started at the very top, we'd be halfway. But we started at Kusum Sarovar. So to go from Radhakund Shamakund down to Kusum Sarovar, maybe another hour, 45 minutes to an hour, depends on how sore your feet are. Mine are pretty sore already. But this is the tail punch of Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill being in the shape of a peacock. So as the peacock is sitting on a branch and his head is here and his tail is drooping down, we're at the bottom of the tail of the peacock, or the southernmost part of Govardhan Hill. What to do? Right behind me, or as you are facing in this direction, is a hill on top of which is a deity of Lord Nrisingadev. Very beautiful deity of Lord Nrisingadev, very, very old deity of Lord Nrisingadev. And sometime if you go there up on top, you'll get very nice darshan of the deity, and for just a few rupees, the pujari will pull back the dress of Lord Nrisingadev and show that on his lap is Hiranyakashipu, being bifurcated by the nails of Lord Nrisingadev. As he's giving benediction to the devotees, he's annihilating the Hiranyakashipus, or Hiranyakashipu-like desires in the heart. There's a bee. Is he right here? Now he went away. Oh. And there's one over here. Anyway, Hare Krishna, what to do? Just to our right, as our pujari friend told us, this is Apsarakund and Navalakund. As I mentioned, when we were at Govindakund, in the easterly direction is Chandra Sarovar, a place of Krishna's Vasant Rasa Lila. And after completing their rasa dance, in order to take bath and cool from the heat of their dance, the gopis came here and deposited their prema for Krishna in this Apsarakund. Navalakund is Krishna's kund. One of Krishna's qualities is he's ever youthful, just like our devotee yesterday, Navakishore. So he's eternally youthful, and this is the kund in which Krishna would bathe. And just continuing around the corner, you see that dome over there, is a very favorite place in Vrindavan, very favorite place especially for Govardhan Parikrama. For many devotees is the temple of Lota Baba. So Lota Baba is not spoken of so much in Srimad Bhagavatam or other literatures, but the particular feature of Lota Baba Baba is just a term that is affectionate term for another person. Like Nanda Baba, or we sometimes say for a sadhu, Babaji. So Baba was just the affectionate term that this cowherd boy was known by. And many of the cowherd boys carried a little cowherd stick called a lathi. But Lota Baba carried one that was very thick, and that therefore his name Lota, not Lathi, but Lota Baba. And when Krishna was lifting Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand, Lota Baba was thinking, Krishna is thinking that he's lifting this hill himself, but he could not possibly do this without the help of us cowherd boys. So with his cowherd stick, he was holding it up in the air to help hold Govardhan Hill up. Krishna knew the mind of Lota Baba, so he started to let the hill down and down. And Lota Baba could understand, it's not me who is holding up the hill of Govardhan. It's Giridhari, Krishna, who is holding the hill of Govardhan. Krishna is my dearmost friend and incredibly powerful. The Lota Baba temple commemorates the pastime where Akura, when taking Krishna from Nandagram to Mathura. It's not exactly a straight line, but the road would travel like that. And here at the southern end of Govardhan Hill, Krishna was passing with Akura. Krishna and Balaram were passing on the chariot with Akura. But Lota Baba had made a very nice meal for his dear friend Krishna. And when he saw Krishna passing, he ran out to the chariot and asked Krishna, please stop. Before you continue, please come have your meal. So Krishna replied to Lota Baba, I have some service to do in Mathura. 3 or 5 demons I have to kill. But I'll be back. I'll be back very soon. Lota Baba said, then I'll just wait. I'll fast until you return, counting on you maintaining your promise that you'll return. I know that you'll return because you said that you'll promise that you'll return. I'll just wait. And Krishna said, well, if I don't come back tomorrow, then the day after tomorrow, I'll surely come back. The way the Dinabandhu likes to tell the Leela is Krishna said, just now coming. Now, those of us that are from the West and hear that phrase, just now coming, it makes us laugh. Maybe those of you from India, you also makes you laugh. Just now coming means who knows what's going to happen next. Just now coming. So Krishna said, just now coming. If not tomorrow, then the day after tomorrow. In 2-3 days, surely I'll come back. So Lota Baba said, I'll just stay right here and I'll fast until you return. I'm going to watch and wait and see for your return from Mathura. So Krishna drove off with his chariot. And being very confident in Krishna's word, and being very faithful and attached to Krishna, Lota Baba sat there and waited. He waited for that first day. Krishna didn't return. He waited for the second day. Krishna didn't return. He waited for the third day. He waited for a week. He waited for a month. He waited for a half a year. He waited for a year. He waited for years and years and years. And he's still waiting for Krishna to return. Lota Baba is teaching us a lesson in patience. because sometimes, well, being fruitive in our nature or in our conditioning, rather, we like quick results. And quick results are interesting. Maybe they're nice, maybe they're not nice. But things that have lasting value, generally, things that have lasting value are not something that happens so quickly. They're something that it takes some time. So some sustained effort over time. It's certainly one of Rupa Goswami's principal teachings for success in spiritual life is to maintain patience in accepting Krishna's plan for whatever it is that Krishna wants to do, however Krishna wants to do, and one can sustain patience based on firm confidence, dhairyat, confidence in Krishna, that the process of devotional service connects us to Krishna, and even if we're not enlightened or yet fully realized in our relationship with Krishna, surely it will come in due course of time, because the process of devotional service is genuine, and Krishna's promise is genuine. Pulota Baba is teaching us that lesson. We'll pass by, and we'll offer our respects to Lota Bhava, and then we'll continue then starting to move in a northerly direction on the western side of Govardhan Hill. I'll just mention, before we pack up and go anywhere, there's two places that sometimes we visit, but because we have a large group, I don't think we will. There's a cave of Raghava Pandit. Several times you heard Dinabandhu describing that Raghava Pandit took two of Jiva Goswami's students on Parikrama. It's mentioned in the, he said it several times, chapter 5 of Bhakti Ratnakar, of Raghava Pandit taking devotees on Brajmandal Parikrama to the places where Krishna performed his pastimes, and details are described about those places. So his residence was here at the southern tip of Govardhan Hill. He lived inside a cave. He lived inside a cave because it was completely silent. Of course, there were tractors and sugarcane wallahs and all kinds of other people around. But even without all those things, he just wanted complete silence. So he literally climbed down a cave and chanted his holy name, chanted his japa inside that cave. It is said that cave is also a meeting place of Radha and Krishna. Very narrow cave facility, and very right next door is a very nice deity of Gopal, Giridhari Gopal Srinathaji. So we'll continue walking along, and I think the next place that we'll stop is Surabikund. Yes? So if anybody is getting lost behind, we'll be stopping at Surabikund, going up this way on our left-hand side. Giriraj Maharaj ki, Giri Govardhan ki, Gaur Premanandi Haribol.